BBC News. Senior Iranian figures have expressed concern over the death in custody last week of a young woman arrested for allegedly violating the official female dress code. The Speaker of Parliament said the Domestic Affairs Committee should probe the methods used by the morality police in order to prevent any repetition of Mahsa Amini's death. A court in the English city of Leicester has jailed a man for 10 months for his part in recent clashes between groups of Hindus and Muslims. 47 have been arrested in relation to the unrest, which reportedly started after an India-Pakistan cricket match. 25 police officers have been injured in the disorder. Leicestershire's acting police chief Rob Nixon said social media was being used to stoke division.
What we know people are doing is they're receiving fake news via social media and then they're forwarding it on. There are significant things on there which are false. You know, people saying that people have been assaulted, attacks on religious establishments are being put out there in order to raise fear and to galvanise people to come to Leicester.
The full force of Hurricane Fiona has been battering Grand Turk, the main island of the British Caribbean territory of Turks and Caicos. Uploaded video shows deluges of near horizontal rain blown by winds gusting up to 185 kilometres an hour. A curfew is in place on the islands. The far-right Italian party Brothers of Italy has suspended one of its candidates for praising Adolf Hitler on social media days before a general election in which it's predicted to come top. In a Facebook post in 2014, Calogero Pisano, who had a leadership role, compared the party leader Giorgia Meloni to a great statesman of 70 years ago, adding that he was referring to a German and not the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. BBC News.